All right, we will open the meeting. Let's start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, first item. We'll open the public hearing on Resolution 1044, a resolution of the City of Big Timber providing for the amendments of the budget for fiscal year 2024-2025. Resolution 1044, a resolution of the City of Big Timber providing for the amendment of the budget for fiscal year 2024-2025. Whereas the City of Big Timber adopted the fiscal year 2024 budget on September 3rd, 2024, via Resolution 1032. Whereas Library Federation Fund 2220, Library Depreciation Reserve Fund 4021, ARPA Recovery Fund 2991, Water Fund 5210, Sewer Fund 5310, Solid Waste Fund 5410, and Solid Waste Replacement and Depreciation Fund 5420. Need to be amended to cover unanticipated revenues and expenditures. Whereas the City of Big Timber is empowered under Section 7-6-4006, 7-6-4012, and 7-6-4031, Montana Code Annotated, to amend the fiscal year budget. Whereas pursuant to Section 7-6-4021, MCA, the City Clerk advertises public hearing in the Big Timber Pioneer on July 24th and July 31st, 2025, as well as posted the notice on the City's website and Facebook account and on the City Hall message board. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Big Timber City Council hereby appropriates and redistributes the following accounts and directs the City Treasurer to make the following budget amendments in the form of increases and decreases to the following funds and accounts for the fiscal year 2024-2025. Would you like to read all those again?
I would read the fund and the increase or decrease amounts.
Okay. First, Fund 2220, Library Federation, increase of $138.34. 4021, Library Depreciation Reserve, increase of $699.20. 4021, Library Depreciation Reserve, increase $4,155.83. 2991, ARPA Recovery Funds, increase of $351,021.67. Water Fund, decrease $351,021.00. Water Fund, increase $195,670.15. Sewer Fund, increase $156,345.52. 5210 Water Fund, increase $10,000. 5410 Solid Waste Fund, increase $116,649.02. And lastly, 5420 Solid Waste Replacement and Depreciation Fund, increase of $116,649.02. And this is something that happens a lot. We have to amend that budget. So any public comment about the amendments to the budget? Okay. Council, do you have any comments? Okay. That's it. Last time, public comment. It's like you guys are waiting for something. All right, out loud. All right. We will now close the public hearing that open the regular city council meeting. First would be approve the minutes from the July 21st, 2025 regular city council meeting.
Mr. Mayor, I'll make a motion that we approve the budget work meeting and regular city council meeting from July 21st. Minutes on that.
Motion has been made to approve the July 21st minutes.
I'll second the motion.
Motion has been made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Minutes are approved. Can you hear us okay there?
Yes, I can.
All right. All right. Sheriff's report.
My turn.
Your turn.
So July, we had 113 complaints in the city, 176 in the county. There was 81 coming off the interstate. Seven of those with MHP, 18 complaints referred to other agencies for a total of 395 for the month of July. We opened 6 new cases in the city, 8 in the county for a total of 14 in a row. 16 tickets in the city, 23 in the county for a total of 39. The 4th went off pretty good. We did get a few firework complaints on the 6th, so that wasn't, it's kind of expected. Again, we deal with that every year. Really, the biggest news was I was invited to go to Washington, D.C. this at the start of July, and that was for the Angel Initiative, and it's something that Governor Gianforte brought in to the state about 3 years ago. We're finally starting to see some traction on it, and that's, we've actually had 4 referrals from Big Timber go into treatment with some really good successes coming out of it so far. If you're not aware of, the Angel Initiative is a treatment, doorway to treatment for those that want to get off substance abuse, whatever substance, alcohol, drugs, they're under their with. They cannot be under under arrest. They can't use it as a, it's not a diversion program, it's a deflection program. Those with criminal charges can't go into this program. The success of it, Catalyst for Change started it, set the foundation, then the Angel Initiative came in, opened the doors, and we can get somebody that's seeking treatment, we can get them in between 24 and 48 hours into a treatment facility, which is unheard of in the state of Montana in the last few years. So it went pretty good. I did that. I was in front of Congress. It was an educational deal with a company called Cordata, and that's back east. That's their deal. They're pretty big and pretty successful in Ohio. They've had a lot of good success, and they're actually saving a lot of money with their program compared to, you know, the cost of the government, the Medicare, Medicaid, stuff like that. It's actually saved them money. So that was pretty interesting. Got back, it was boat float. That went off pretty good. We did have an assault that occurred at Broughton Fishing Access. Fishing Game, kind of, were the first agency on scene with that. Our office is actually going to review that and possibly pursue other charges with that. I got the medical examiner's report back finally from our OIS, our officer involved shooting, from April. So hopefully we'll have a coroner's inquest here within the next couple of months. And that's about it for July.
Yeah. The two biggies went off pretty easy.
Right.
The 4th and the boat float.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any public comment for the sheriff? Anybody have any questions or comments? Next up, Public Works Report. Chris?
All right. Most of July we spent patching. The dirt patchers working really well. We're able to source the aggregate locally. It's actually way cheaper to run. It should pay for itself in a few years than trying to haul in asphalt all the time. So that's doing well. We did do some work down at the compost pile and got that straightened around from when it caught on fire earlier this year. Other than that, we've been working a lot in parks. Parks guys have been super busy spraying weeds and taking care of stuff other than just the park. So. Yeah, mostly we've been concentrating on some street projects, so, and that's probably going to be our concentration for the rest of the summer, next couple months.
Chris, may not be a question for you, but just in general, the city hall, do you have any idea where we're at on that? I know you guys helped with the demo, but...
They're still doing a little bit of demo just to get... where they can start putting stuff back together, but they're actively working on it.
Yeah. Okay. And I've been out of town, so I haven't talked to Coulter.
And where they're at so far, he's been having a hard time finding employees. That's been his biggest struggle right now.
All right, thank you.
Hey, Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
Yeah, Chris, just along those lines, has he given you any kind of completion date on this? Because, you know, if he's having a hard time finding employees and he's stringing us along, we're paying rent at his place to have the city hall over there. So, you know, if he's not hurrying, he's really got no motive in that sense because he's making rent off of us. So I'm just wondering if he's giving you some kind of time frame that he's going to adhere to.
He has not.
I think we should ask him that question. Find out, you know, what his intents are here, because just for that reason, I just said.
I believe the contract said 6 months.
Yeah.
And so we would have to renegotiate that.
Yeah. As you know, we ran into a little bit of the asbestos issue and some load-bearing things, and which is typical for any old building, so. When are you going to get back, Leonard? When are you back in town?
I'm back in town Saturday.
Oh, Saturday. Okay. All right. Council, any? Public, any questions for? Yes.
Council, about 9 months ago, you guys approved some water work in the alley from my home, and the Botany and Company did a great job. Just want to let you know. Got it done. Appreciate you.
Thank you, Doug.
Yep.
Any other?
I have a question for Chris. Lindsay, of course. When we call 811 for our locates, do you just do the front of our yards, or do you come into our yard? How does that work?
We don't enter private property. We don't mark private lines.
So if
the city doesn't,
okay.
The gas and power and phone companies, they'll go along.
Okay, all right, perfect, thank you.
Any other questions? All right, now we'll go on to the bulk water sales discussion. And before we get to this, just a little housekeeping. Would recognize if you would state your name and affiliation. And then the podium is there, and there is a microphone over there. You have 3 minutes for comment. If the same question keeps coming up and up, let's not ask the same question over and over again if we can avoid that. Some of the facts, and like I say, I was out of town when all this happened. We've been selling bulk water for 30 years, City of Big Timber. As a municipality, we have the right to sell water to whom we want if we feel it's necessary. It's not affecting our capacity for the city in any way, shape, or form. It's not stressing our system. If it does, if there's the slightest inkling that it does, then the agreement is they're shut off right then and there. You know, there's all kinds of internet stuff going on, and a lot of it just is not true. We're not subsidizing wealthy people. They're paying the bulk rate that everybody pays. It's not an open-ended agreement. It is a limited time. When it's done, it's done. Just to get some of the facts out there before we get to the public discussion. I don't know if council, if you want to start with public comment first, and then we can discuss it, or do you have any comments to start off with?
I guess just one clarification, and this wasn't, it was, you know, it's the internet. This was a report from a news station that said we were selling 100,000 a day, but we never, the last meeting we said it was 27,000, so what is the number?
They've been able to haul 100,000 a day.
Would you speak up a little louder?
No, I'm sorry. They have been able to haul 100,000 a day.
So 100,000? Is that what you said?
100,000 gallons per day.
A week?
A day.
A day. Okay, thank you.
Anything else?
Well, I just might add the cost to process the water. They're getting potable water out of our system. The cost to process that is $6 and change, which includes water system employee wages, loan payments. It's pretty much all inclusive of what the cost of that water is. A little over $6 per thousand, and we're selling it for $14 per thousand.
Thank you, Justin, for clarifying. So, with that, any public comment?
I'll start. Patricia Agnew.
Okay, if you would.
Oh, sorry, do I have to go over there?
Yes, so everybody can hear. I know.
I can hear
you. And hear you guys.
Huh? So, restate your name, please, and any affiliation.
Patricia Agnew.
Is that on?
The lower Sweetgrass.
Oh, hold it real close to your. To your lips, I guess.
Is the mic on? Patricia Agnew, can you hear me? Okay. We ranch on the lower Sweetgrass with the Gibson Country. I've been reading a lot of opinion of this piece in a bunch of Montana newspapers, and there's one piece I just read that I thought was really an interesting take on it. And if you don't mind, I'm just going to take just a couple minutes to read it. The most recent an egregious example of water capitalism has nothing to do with keeping the rivers and fish alive. Quite the opposite. The town of Big Timber has decided to sell more than 100,000 gallons of Boulder River water daily to the increasingly infamous Crazy Mountain Ranch to truck water to its golf course for their mega wealthy out-of-state clientele. The city has water rights on the Boulder River for municipal purposes. Yet despite the fact that the Boulder is flowing at half of average, Big Timber is pumping water out of the river into tanker trucks to be hauled to the Crazy Mountain Ranch, but for a price. There's so much wrong with this, it's hard to know where to start, but a good place would be to question for exactly what uses Big Timber water rights were permitted, and you can bet it was not to be sold and trucked to a completely different drainage to water a private golf course. This is a horrific precedent and hopefully will be found illegal, because if Big Timber can get away with selling municipal water rights to private for-profit corporations, there's no reason every other Montana municipality can't follow suit and trash what's left of our long-suffering rivers to fatten their city budgets. The Department of Natural Resources and Conservation should already be involved with whatever water Big Timber is selling is likely for a non-permitted use and in effect robbed from downstream water rights holders. And that's basically the idea of it. But anyway, I think it's pretty horrifying. And it's, you know, as I said last meeting,
ranchers have got to abide by their water rights. Otherwise, we lose them. Otherwise, we spend thousands of dollars on lawyers. Otherwise, we have a year or two or 3 years without water rights. And these guys thinking they could just buy their way out of it is ridiculous. They were objected by 12 of their neighbors, and now we're helping them get out of it. So I think it's an atrocious thing for Big Timber to be involved in. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other public comment? Yes.
Yeah.
My name is Mark Curry. I'm with Rose Blue LLC. If the system will support selling the water and the neighboring cities are able to get that water if they needed it, my only thing is, why are we not selling it for a profit and not $14? They're indirectly making a profit off that water by God knows what they charge for membership and greens fees and everything else. And the person who made a statement at the last meeting saying that it's only a couple months, to grow grass is more like 4 or 5 anywhere. So we're in the middle of it currently, but they'll go all the way through August, probably September. So my question is, you know, we have streets that need to be fixed, and what they've done so far is excellent, you know, the work that has been done, but why are we not charging a surcharge for this water and putting it back into the city? I mean, for the roads, for the schools, for lights, for anything that we need here. That's my question. Thank you.
Let me answer that.
And we are. We're making twice as much as what the cost is.
Yeah. I'll just answer a few of those questions. This is not really Q&A for comments, but I think that's in a lot of people's minds, what he said. We're still making a profit on it. It is for a limited amount of time. And any water or money generated through that water goes to the water fund. It cannot be used for streets, anything like that. It goes back into the maintenance of the water treatment plant, repairs, that kind of thing. So we can't just take that money, even if we had a surcharge, and use that on streets. It has to go back into the water fund. That's how that works. We have a specific fund for that. And any income generated, I will say, because of this, that the council and the city will be working on a bulk water policy, which we've never had. There's never been a need for it. Like I said, we've been selling for 30-some years. And this is the one that seems to get everybody riled up. So going forward, we will have a policy. Chris did the proper thing when he said he'd sell the water, because that's what we've done. Municipalities can sell water to who they want, as much as they want, as long as our public works director, Chris is also the fire chief, as long as it's not interfering with anything in the city's water supply. So,
but we're not profiting at $14 for
it's costing us $6 to produce.
It doesn't matter. I mean, we have as a city,
okay,
we have bills.
Right, but it can only go into the water fund.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah.
We need a second water tank.
And it does. Yeah. But again, this is public comment, so we have to, if you have any direct questions, you can direct to the city hall. More information as far as values and that kind of thing. But this is, tonight's just a public comment, so thank you.
Thanks.
Anybody else? A room full of folks, yes.
Buster Bullock, the owner of Bullock Contracting, which is purchasing water from the city of Big Timber. I just wanted to make sure that everybody knew that it was us. It's our trucks in town. We're a local-based company here in Montana. All our drivers are local. And yes, we're hauling it to Crazy Mountain Ranch. And as far as I know and as far as I see, they are just growing grass. Just want to make sure everybody understood that who is actually buying the water.
Thank you for your comment. Anybody else? Public comment?
Betty, I know why you're here. I also have property out of town.
If you'd state your name and affiliation and hold it right up to you. There you go.
Jean Aller, affiliation, nobody.
Okay.
I do have a house in town. I do pay water. So my question is, I have a bunch. You're making $800 a day by selling this water. Now there is, I was waiting for a response from White Sulphur Springs, but I understand that Crazy Mountain went to them to try and buy the water and they were turned down, and they offered twice as much as what we are getting here. An $800 profit in my mind, why are you raising our water rights, or our water? I mean, if you don't have enough money so that you don't have to raise our water bills, I'm not getting it. If 800 is a good profit for you, where is it going and why don't we get the benefit of it? I have a whole bunch of other stuff, but I think I'm just gonna leave it at that. First of all, why are you raising our water rights to cover maintenance that should be covered by selling water to outside individuals? And I do really want you to look into the White Sulphur thing and that they were gonna be charging twice the amount. I'm still waiting a response from the mayor of White Sulphur Springs, so we'll get there sooner or later.
Again, I didn't want this to devolve, but I will answer. The water rates race has been in the works for a long time.
I understand.
It's not dependent on bulk water. That's hit and miss. Last year, we only sold a couple hundred thousand gallons. So that money is not making or breaking as far as maintenance or putting a lot of money into a slush fund. We can't charge them more because that's our bulk water rate. We can't say, because you're wealthy, we don't like you, we're going to charge you more. You can't do that as a municipality. That's just, as a private individual, you can do that. But we cannot, unless we have a policy, which...
I think we need a policy.
Well, yeah. Like you say, it's never been an issue before.
If you're selling bulk water, you should be selling it at a price that benefits the residents of the city, so you don't have to keep raising our water rights. I don't know. I looked at something here that you sent out, and it looks like you're going to... Are you really going to raise them, keep raising them? Is that what it is? I'm looking at October 28th. October 29, October 30, and they keep going up and up and up and up. Is that your...
For 4 years.
Yeah.
You're going to do that?
Well, we don't want to do that, but we have to keep... One of the reasons it's a big jump now is we have deferred raising the rates incrementally, which we have to do. Our costs go up every year. The city's cost goes up every year, just like everybody else, your groceries, your gas, whatever. So we have to follow that trend, otherwise we are losing a bunch of money.
Okay.
The bulk water is completely independent from city rates and city use and all that.
What do you use the money that you get from bulk water sales for?
It goes back into the water fund for eventual breakdowns. Like we had this summer, we had some switches go out. So that bulk water money is... The water's already in our system, right? We're not pumping it directly out of the Yellowstone River.
I know that.
It's in our... Well, somebody said you're pumping out of the Yellowstone. We're not doing that. It's in our system. Our system can handle this without any stress on the system whatsoever. So the water's already there. It's just sitting in the tank. The bulk water sales is something that... It's not financing anything, but it's an extra thing of money for... maintenance down the road, so we might not have to raise the rates as much.
Okay, that's what I wanted to hear, and I really want you all to sit down and change that policy.
Well, we don't have one, so we will be drafting.
But
the policy will be made based on fact and reasonable, and not likes and dislikes of who's getting that. So that's something that the council will have to work on.
I just think it's fairer to the city residents to have their water bills go down or stay the same, and have the outside entities that you're selling the water to help us cover the cost.
All right.
Linda Brunkhorst, I know that you guys, as council, are going to work on doing this, you know, whether you're going to sell this water or not. And I just like to say that I've been attending these meetings for 15 years, and this is by far the largest crowd that I've ever seen. So I would just behoove you, as you look at making your policy, that you look around, because obviously this is a lot of unhappy residents, taxpayers, citizens, and maybe we don't want to sell bulk water, or maybe we want to do some more due diligence when we sell bulk water. So I would just really, I've never seen anything like this in my time coming to these meetings. So I just think you should pay attention to that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Resident and off Centennial Avenue. I have three or four questions. First of all, you say that's the bulk rate. How long has the bulk rate been that amount? How many years?
We changed from $10 to $14 somewhere between 2007 and 2008.
That's a long time at a stable rate. Our rates have gone up. I'm curious why that rate has not raised. Second question, is the filling station manned when these trucks come?
No.
No. So they fill their own semis? I've walked along Centennial Avenue, and those trucks are leaving with water splashing out of the top of them. I don't know how many gallons that could be, but it's a lot of water going on the street. So that leads to my other question, because I see trucks go on Sundays, and I was curious, if it was manned, then that would mean overtime for a city employee. And so I'm curious if the $6 and change really does cover the cost. Those are my questions.
Thank you, Bonnie.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
I might add that there is a dedicated meter where they're filling those systems that meters the water going in.
Hello.
Hello. So I got a question for you guys.
Your name?
It's William Moore. I'm a Sweetgrass County resident. I live right outside of town in Indian Rings. Sorry, I lost my voice recently. If the city voted to kill this deal, would you guys kill it?
That's a rhetorical question. We will develop a policy as it is now. We've sold, again, I'm repeating myself, we've sold bulk water for 30 years. We can't all of a sudden say we're not going to sell to you because we don't like you. That's discrimination.
So you would not kill this deal if everyone in Big Timber voted against this deal?
If everybody in Big Timber, we would, but we'd have to have a policy. As it is now, there is no policy.
Well, let's create one, because everybody's against this deal.
That's what I said earlier. Let's not repeat these questions. I've said it several times. The main thing that's going to come out of this is we will develop a policy moving forward. We haven't had a policy because, as Linda pointed out, it's never been an issue before. We've been selling bulk water for 30 years. Nobody's batted an eye. And all of a sudden, it's the big, rich people, and everybody's bent out of shape. So.
Yeah, it is a big deal. I mean, it's, you guys are selling waters for pennies, you know, and exactly what these guys are saying, the rates are going up all the time. And you guys know how much money these guys are worth? It's worth, I mean, this is, you selling it for nothing to them.
That's, we don't ask for people's financial statements when we sell the bulk water.
It doesn't matter. It's just, it's a bad deal for everybody.
Thank
Except
you.
For it's a good deal for them. They're not going to let you use their golf course.
So, I mean, you got to go with the people on this. That's what your job is.
The people should vote on it.
the people should vote on. How many of the people in here, raise your hand, are against this deal? Right now.
Everybody is.
Not everybody. Again, we can't, we have to have a policy before we can act on it. As it is now, it's something we've done for 30 years without a policy, which has never been an issue. The policy will address moving forward how to deal with the bulk water sales and as far as surcharges and prices. But as it is now, everybody here can say, don't do it. We can say, we're not going to sell it to you. We'd have a lawsuit on our hands because that's discrimination.
Exactly. So this is the other question I got. What, did you guys sign a contract with these guys for this?
No.
Okay. No further questions.
Hi, Singly Agnew. I grew up here. Just recently bought a house here. I'm just curious, I know you've said multiple times you've sold it for 30 years, bulk water. The amount, you said up to 100,000 a day. How many days has it been that level? And what is the sort of ratio of like this sale compared to other sales that you've done? It sounds like it's probably a lot bigger. So I'm curious, I guess that's a two-part question. Is it 100,000 more or less every day? And since what date? And is that, how does that compare to past sales?
I will have Chris answer that.
When they first started hauling, they weren't, I don't think, totally boked together, so they weren't hauling here what they were requested. When they came to us, they requested 100,000 a day is what they were planning on hauling. The first week, 2 weeks, they were about half of that, around 50,000 a day. The last couple weeks, they've been getting closer to 100,000 a day, and then it's been a pretty steady 100,000 a day. Yesterday, it was 80,000 between on a Sunday, so it's right in that range. It's never gone much over by maybe a couple thousand gallons. It's been usually lower.
And that in comparison to past sales?
Oh, past sales, this is probably the largest sale we've done.
Well, also, what about when we put in five optics? That was about 750,000 gallons.
Yeah. Last year we sold bulk water to Triangle, 500,000 gallons. Again, nobody seemed to mind that.
We're probably four times that.
Well, how do we know about this?
Because it's been in the paper.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry.
Well, then they could put it in the paper. If we have bulk sales, the paper is more than welcome to say JKL, who was working for Triangle, bought 500,000 gallons of water. That's fine. It's an open book. You can ask us any time or place about the bulk water sales.
We didn't know to ask you. We didn't know.
They do provide a service to community members, unlike these guys. Just to clarify.
Okay. Any other comments?
I just have a question.
I think that was somebody else's question.
Go ahead.
This is Doug Ayers, live on Anderson Street. Is it possible that the policy developed could be that we're not going to sell water to other folks? Thank you.
Well, I have a counter question to that, Doug, if I may. I know I didn't want to get into back and forth, but so if there's a major fire event and the fire tankers show up, we're going to say we don't sell bulk water?
I think we'd have to determine that.
There you go. That's great. That's what this policy is going to be crafted. It's going to be reasonable. It's going to be all-encompassing. People keep coming back to this. That's the council's job.
Yeah, when fire tankers show up, are they're private corporations that need it for fire use or whatever it might be?
Our city.
Yeah, other municipalities,
yes,
I see.
We sell to other municipalities.
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you, Doug.
Yeah. No worries.
Celia Huben.
I just want to say, I think a lot of us here, or I know I am here because I didn't really understand what was going on. I was not aware that we did bulk sales, and from what it sounds like before, nothing of this scale, right? So, I mean, I was confused as to where the water was going, why we weren't profiting off of it more, and why our water rates were going up. I think a lot of those questions have been answered. I'm happy to hear that you guys are doing a policy.
Yeah.
I think that's great, and I think, you know, moving forward, you guys will understand that. And the triangle thing, you know, that's a community service. These guys out here, they're not doing us any good at all. None of us. Anywhere. So, yeah, I'm really upset about it. I know a lot of people are, too. You guys say that you can cut it off at any time. Maybe it's time that you cut it off.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Celia. Any other public comment?
I just have a question. So I understand what you were implying as far as we can't just arbitrarily sell this person and say we're not going to sell it to that person. I get it. But are we approaching hot water legally if we say, you know, okay, White Sulfur wants to buy it, we're going to sell it at this standard rate, but a private company is a different rate and significantly more?
That would be, have to be something in the policy moving forward.
Sell it all day long if we can, but we should be making a whole lot more money than $14. And that goes back into a second water tank and whatever, you know, Chris needs to do to make, you know.
And it does. The bulk water sales could go back to the water fund, but yes. And that's probably, the policy will be surcharges and different levels and that kind of thing to compensate for that a little bit. But I just want to stress again, the bulk water sales do not affect the public's water rates. End of. There's no connection there. It's just coincidence that it happened at the same time. There's no connection.
Why?
Why would there be? We serve the public. You turn on your faucet, water comes out, right? It's not affecting our delivery system, our ability to deliver water to the residents of Big Timber at all. The bulk water sales has nothing to do with that. It's a completely, it's coming out of our water tank, but it's not drawing it down to the point that we're at any risk of anything. If we get to that point, again, we will terminate that, which we've talked to the contractor about. So we're not even, that system can handle 100,000 gallons a day all day long without affecting anybody's water rates or water supply. That's the decoupling of that. It's, people are putting these together. Well, you sell that bulk water, you're not making enough money, that's why you're raising the rates. No, has nothing to do with that at all.
Thank you.
I have one more question, but I think I can say it loud enough. You said there was a recent repair. Was that to the tank or the pump?
Well, last year we had a breach, uh-huh. And then at the treatment plant we had a flood, which damaged some of the switches, which has been remedied. And that's extra cost, so. Uh-huh.
And was, how much did that cost, roughly?
I don't know. You'd have to contact Hope at City Hall and get that number. I don't know if it's on.
About
$65,000. Any further public comment?
Ron Thomas, but I have a question that I've been watching the Boulder River and it just gets lower and lower. Are we able to maintain a full tank? Have you done any work on the galleries?
They're producing just fine right now.
Okay. Because when I was Public Works, we had some fall seasons that were not good. And that's why we had to restrict the water so much for irrigation and everything. So as long as you're keeping a good eye on it.
Yeah, well, we're, like we do. I mean, we're checking that every day, at least once a day.
like when we had that fire at the potato plant, I think somebody said we used about 600,000 gallons that day on that fire, so.
Correct, and if they were getting close to, if we had a fire incident like that, it would definitely would shut down the bulk water.
After they pulled all their tanks of water.
Yeah.
Do you know what level our tank is?
Right now?
No. Say they come in and fill three or four semis in the morning. How far do we drop? Because it takes a little while to
stabilize. We're only dropping maybe a foot, foot and a half when they come. They've got it spread out far enough. It's not pulling a fast demand on it.
Good, good. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Ron. Any other brave souls?
Thanks for this opportunity to comment. I'm Jerry Iverson. I'm speaking on behalf of myself. So until, like, I think 1990, when the Hard Rock Impact Plan was being developed in the mid-90s, there were no water meters in the chamber, and there was no measurement of the different of residences' uses of water. In order to receive the monies for improvements to the infrastructure that was allowed by the Hard Rock Impact Plan, we went through a process of having a vote for developing water meters and installing water meters in the city. So that was in 1999. And at that time, there was a pretty significant questions about what the water rights were for the municipality of Big Timber. Mark Josephson was the city attorney and wrote a really excellent description of water rights for the city of Big Timber. So I guess I guess in doing your policy, and maybe or even in a report to the Big Timber Pioneer, to explain to the residents whether, you know, what you mean by that municipalities can sell water whenever they want. Is that, you know, what is the basis for having municipalities sell water? Can individual water right holders sell their water? Does Big Timber have, as a municipality, have a separate ability or right to sell water? And so I'd like to engage the city attorney as well to explain to the, you know, to the people what we're able, you know, what the city is entitled to do, and whether the kind of this general water sale is one of the rights that the municipality actually has.
So I'm not sure what question to address first, but what I would say is that as part of preparation for questions from the council, from the public, I spoke with the lead attorney from the Department of Natural Resources, as well as the attorney who's representing the department in the court case, and told them what we were doing. They were aware of it. Their concern was whether or not we were being paid for it. I explained to them that we were being paid. We have invoiced Mr. Bullock for the water that has been sold. And I asked them specifically, the lead counsel for DNRC, as well as the attorney who is representing DNRC in their court case, do you have an issue with us selling water? No, we don't. And I asked them if at any time they have an issue with the way we're doing our business, that they would let me know or let the city know, and they agreed that they would. So in my view, The DNRC, who I'm sure as everyone in this room understands, regulates the use of water, the distribution of water, at least in part. I mean, we've got the water court as well, but I will not and cannot comment with respect to a private party. I don't know that a private party can, and I certainly wouldn't, you know, suggest without a conversation with the Department of Natural Resources. I would say if a private party wants to sell water, they should contact DNRC.
Is that help, Jerry?
Yeah, thanks for the
explanation. And if you want more information about the water rights, you're more than welcome to contact, and we will try to get that exact. But municipalities, we have leeway. It's the same with the trash that we've talked about. Private contractors can haul, municipalities can. As a municipality, we do have certain leeway as long as it falls under the umbrella of the Montana Code Annotated, which this does, since Jim contacted the NRC. So, okay.
Roger Sandstead, 7-year residence. This money that you receive from the selling of the water, do you use it all every year?
Do we use all the money? No, we just, it's part of our revenue stream, and we have a set budget every year. So
there's a bank somewhere that you're banking extra money from this sale. Or from a sale, if you're not using it. My point is, fine, I don't really care. My point is, could there not be something put on the agenda or whatever that was, that any money that you don't use at the end of the year is let the city use it, roads, for something, if there's money left over? Can you do that?
No, we can't.
It has to go to him, or again, not him.
Yeah.
It has to go to that system.
To the water fund.
To the water fund, period. Yes. It cannot. Now, correct. There's no ifs, ands, and buts. That's right. Okay, thank you.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes. Councilman Waller?
Yeah, I just wondered if I could just make a comment on that. I do believe that that those funds can be used to replace water and sewer lines that are dilapidated, old, or aging in town. Is that not correct?
Yes.
So people need to understand that the reason why we have many roads that need fixed is because we have many water and sewer lines that need replaced. That doesn't make sense to replace the road above those water and sewer lines if they need replaced. So obviously that's why we have many potholes. And in the meantime, we have a machine now that's repair those potholes. So the only way that we can increase funds in order to replace those water and sewer lines is raise water bills, which no one wants to do. You can hear that. Everybody's expressed that. Or we sell in bulk, and that money can be used to supplement whatever we're receiving from water and sewer bills to replace those water and sewer lines in order to get the roads repaired. It's all something that has to happen in order. Otherwise, we're wasting money replacing roads without replacing those water and sewer lines. So this is a way to really capture additional funds to put into that pool. And that pool, at the end of the year, if we have that growing pool, it takes a lot of money to replace water and sewer lines. And so that money is well saved for that event when we have to accommodate some of those repair works.
Did everybody hear that? Thank you, Leonard. Any other public comment?
I don't think I need to mind. Stuart Hewlett, city resident. So is there a move in planning on the continued repair to the existing water system? And sewer system.
Yes.
When?
We bite off chunks that we can chew at a time. When we have funding available for it, we start doing some more infrastructure work. But we've done a lot in the last few years, so our coffers are down, so we need to build that back up so we can do some more projects.
Anybody else?
Just one clarification. It's all treated water, that $100,000.
Correct.
Does it have to be?
We do not have the ability to deliver untreated water at this point. We don't have a hydrant out of the treatment plant. We have the well and Pink Creek there, but it's not accessible for the tankers, so yes, it is treated water.
I have one, I guess, comment, not question, which is that I know you said you feel like it needs to be a consistent price, but I think when you're talking that much quantity, I mean, it's very common practice to sort of raise rates when it's that level of quantity.
And that will be reflected in the coming policy for bulk water sales.
And when could we expect
your
policy? Rental Ehrlich? I live out of town. How soon will we have a policy?
The council will be working on that
okay.
in the coming weeks. Again, we're not going to just say, oh my God, this is horrible, everybody's upset, we're going to do this. We want to make sure we have a policy that will carry on and be valid, and again, based on the facts and reason and all that. So the process will be starting. It probably already has. I mean, we've kicked around some ideas. I know the council has some ideas. So it will be.
Is this voted on? Or you guys have the right to say?
No, there will be a public hearing.
Okay.
And then the council will vote on the policy and any changes of public field.
Thank you.
Second time. No, scared of that.
Hi guys, Dulcie View Clavarino. You've seen me here before. I'm going to try and keep it to comments and not questions because I do have questions. I didn't do a ton of research on this. But for me, I guess the shock was, and I understand, I mean, I did a lot of reading about selling the bulk water for a long period of time, and there were several different companies that we had sold it to, and I think that that's a prudent decision. Sometimes they're just going to need water. For me, I guess as a resident, it was the magnitude that was like, oh, and we've been selling $100,000 a day to, or 100,000 gallons a day to this company that's using it to water their lawn, basically. I know that you've said again and again that there's no parallels between what we pay as residents and what the bulk water is, but just as a side note, I feel like we have super expensive water. When I moved into my house here, probably about 15 years ago, it was just over $50 a month for the city utility bill, I believe. And it's three times that now, just as a side note. I know that there's no, although I'm a little confused about Councilman Wooler's statement that it goes into coffers that could potentially be used to repair sewer lines. And also the raising of the water rates are used to repair the sewer lines. So that was a little blurry to me. But I feel like it's important for you guys to understand, and I don't know if this is where everybody stands or if it's just where I stand, but I feel like that was a huge decision, even though it was the same type of decision that had been made in the past. It's that times 10, because even the 500,000 gallons that went for JKL for the triangle telephone thing, it's a public service, and that was what these guys are using in a week. So I think it was just, for a lot of people, it was the shock. Like, maybe we missed the meeting. I missed the meeting where you said, yeah, okay, you know, it wasn't addressed or whatever, because I understand that you have the power to say, we sell bulk water. Here's the bulk water, right? and we're just going to sell it. But it was a shock to me that it was that much water that was being trucked out for that. And also, it's a shock to me that the bulk water rates have not been changed since 2008, as ours have continued to tick up like they have. So that's it.
Thank you, Dulcie.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
Yeah, but just, you know, one of the things, too, about the increase of water rates is the fact that in 2000, you know, if you go back 20, 30 years, our water rates are just way too low. They were not incrementally increased throughout those years to accommodate the expense that it is to replace those water lines and those sewer lines, the infrastructure of our water system. And on top of that, the state, you know, threw at us that we had to put in a $4 or $5 million treatment plant. And so there was no future looking to increase water rates to keep up with the repairs that were needed. And so had they been incrementally increased over the last 34 years, it wouldn't seem so shocking. But the fact is, we're just way behind on the monies needed to replace our infrastructure. And the only one way we can do that is through our water and sewer bills. And so we have a dilemma because, you know, people are saying, hey, our roads are terrible. We need them fixed. Well, for obvious reasons, we're not doing that because we need to fix the infrastructure underneath. However, if we increase water rates, then people go, well, they're too high. I'm just not going to water my yard. So then the amount of money that we bring in is virtually the same as if we left water rates the same. So we get nowhere except for increased complaints about roads are in terrible shape. So it's really a catch-22, and this is a great opportunity to bring in additional funds into that water fund. And so it's interesting that there's so much pushback to do that, and I really think it comes down, I appreciate what the mayor said, it's about who we're selling to. So we're putting ourselves in a position of being moral judges on who we're going to sell to. If it was the phone company, it was no problem. Nobody batted an eye. But because it's somebody else that we may not or seem as if they're morally below us, we don't want to sell to them. And I think that's going to be the policy is not going to cover something like that. We can't just set out moral guidelines for who we sell to or don't sell to. So it might be a policy that says, hey, we're going to sell for this amount to somebody who's using it in town. We'll sell this amount to somebody who's using it out of town or something like that. So I don't know what people are exactly expecting, but that's just my comment on that.
Thank you, Leonard. And that, he brings up a good point. Our infrastructure is aged and aging. We're replacing 70, 80-year-old pipes sometimes, aren't we? Or older.
Yeah.
And it's not getting cheaper. We're ahead of the curve. The governor said, or the state said a thing about all lead pipes removed. We were ahead of the curve on that. So we are keeping up with the maintenance. And like somebody asked about, I think it was you, Stuart, when the next thing breaks, we'll fix it. And then we'll find out. We're finding out where it's on the map. It's not there on the map. And so we're dealing with the treatment plant is getting older. That's going to require some major investment down the road, and all the underground infrastructure is old and it's going to have to be replaced rolling as we have the funds and the time to do that. And like Chris said, the last couple of years we've done quite a few projects and gotten quite a bit done, but it costs money. And the other thing, the water rate, the water bill, that's the sewer water and your garbage. And the Republic went up as well. So it's kind of a double whammy that all of a sudden it jumped up that much. It's not purely because of the water bill. We also looked at, did some comparisons to comparable cities in the state as far as water, and we are about in the middle. We're not expensive. We're about median price, even with this increase. So it may seem like a lot because it's been historically cheap, but as far as if you look at different communities our size, we're right in the heart of it, right where we should be, kind of. So.
Can I say something?
Yes, you may.
Yes. I would like to remind everybody, this group, this Crazy Mountain Ranch, violated their water rights when 12 of their ranching neighbors said, you're impacting our ability to irrigate. They said, we don't care, we're going to do it anyway. And then they went around to shop for some town that would sell them water so they could water their stuff and get around it. Yes, DNRC said it was okay, but morally it's not okay. This is a county of ranchers, and we know what it's like to support water rights, and we know what it's like when neighbors do not honor their water rights. And I think that means something to us. Thank you.
Anybody else? Third and final time.
But we do just a real quick, I had a point of, Brian Williams, just a point of clarification. Do we know how White Sulphur Spring was able to say no to them?
No.
I just said no.
No. We don't know their policy.
No, that's not, just, I
no,
just
we,
know.
We don't know. We don't know why Park County didn't either. That's not our bailiwick. I'm not interested.
Just, there's a lot of comments have been that we can't say no, we can't.
We could say no.
We can say no.
We could say no. And that would
also
be a loss.
I know there was a point of legality that was brought around saying no.
Discrimination.
Yeah. That was brought up.
That's exactly what it is.
No, it's not.
No.
You're discriminating?
No.
No, it is not.
In law?
It is not.
It would be now. If you all of a sudden, if the water is impacted, everything's going fine, and in the middle of all this, you say no, that's the discrimination. Mm-hmm. Had they said no before they sold a gallon, that wouldn't be discrimination.
City Attorney Lippert, can you comment on that?
Well, I don't disagree with it. With the sheriff, we have sold water to Mr. Bullock for what? 3 weeks, a month, whatever. At this point, you know, we say no without good reason, without proof that it's affecting our ability to fight a fire, to provide water to our citizens, that is discrimination.
As my question was at the onset, not now.
Yeah.
Just something to consider.
Yeah.
I don't think there would be some legality to tell a private company, you can deny service. Private companies do that all the time. So just something to keep in mind as we move forward.
And again, the new policy will cover all of that.
Yeah. And separating municipalities from emergency events from private companies.
Correct.
I think that it sounds like the room would really appreciate that distinction.
I mean, I don't like what the rich people are buying up and doing any more than anybody else.
Certainly.
But as a municipality, doing that now would be, as much as you disagree, would be considered discrimination. They might sue, they might not, but they would have that ability to sue.
I mean, I think it's a wear and tear judgment, right?
If we stopped it on everybody, they would have no case.
Correct.
Yeah, I mean,
but Triangle can't get it. Montana Railway can't get it.
That's right.
So
right.
Which, we could stop it right now.
And we have lawyers.
Right. We could stop it for everybody. This is true.
Until a policy.
You can make case by case. I mean, that happens all the time.
I have a question, please.
Yes.
Would it be in the realm of discrimination, just discriminating if you went from the $14 rate to a $500 rate or a $1,000 rate?
Yes. Mr. Lippert?
Yeah, we'll sell you the water, but this is the price now.
If there's no contract, no position.
If you're talking about across the board rate, I think it'd be difficult for them to claim discrimination.
$14 doesn't buy much.
But in private business, when you're buying bulk, doesn't it go down?
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
If you're buying 1 million gallons, wouldn't that rate go lower in a private business? If you were selling something?
Yeah.
The rate hasn't been addressed since 2008.
Well, I know that, but it would still go down.
Us at the private.
I'm just bringing it up.
Yeah.
The more you buy a product, the cheaper it gets. Yeah. With any business.
That's right.
And ours stays flat, but again, that would be
put it into the policy.
Again, in the policy, yes. All right, third and final time. Any public comment?
Did you have something you want? I interrupted you.
Oh, no, I was going to talk
about it. Sorry about that.
Katrina McCullough. I'm a city resident. I know this has been kind of beaten like a dead horse, so I'll keep it short. But can you make sure to include in the policy, since rates have not gone up for almost 20 years, can you make sure to put in the policy that the rates are going to go up, let's say, 10% a year?
And that's definitely something, once we get that policy drafted at the public comment, anything like that will be considered, and we need to look forward. Like I say, it's never been an issue before. This is an issue. We've updated a lot of policies the last 3-4 years that have never been an issue, but in the climate now, with the people moving in and different things, times have changed. So absolutely, we will get public input on what the policy will include.
And then just more of a public comment is, when you're raising rates, it kind of affects the beautification of Big Timber, because you raise the rates of water, people aren't going to want to water their grass. I'm probably the greenest grass on my block because so many people don't want to water their grass. So isn't that kind of a concern? Don't we want Big Timber to be a beautiful town?
No.
I mean, just saying.
Well, we do, but we can't force people to water their lawns either.
Right, but...
And if we don't set the rates up, then we're behind, and then we have a big repair, and then we have to raise the rates even. I mean, it's a, like Leonard was saying, it's a catch-22. We have to follow that curve. Our cost to produce that water, we have to keep it close, and we have not been doing that. And that's why it's reflected so much this time. But absolutely, we want the Big Timberlands beautiful and everybody. But that's an individual choice, and we can't set the water rates down because Fred's not watering his lawn,
right.
You know.
And then also, can we make it like a public, like, I'm not sure if it really is, but can we have it be public knowledge how much money is in the coffers for
That's
the...
That's all public knowledge.
Okay.
You can come to City Hall any day you want.
Okay.
Ask anything you want, any number, any figure, any ballots, you're more than welcome.
Okay. Thank you.
Third and final time. All right. We will close the bulk on water sales discussion. Since I see some sweaty brows out there, it's getting warm in here. All right. Thank you, everybody, for coming and participating. The policy will be an interesting piece of legislation. All right. Yeah, anybody who was here just for the water, you're more than welcome. So, All right, next item.
Well,
fiscal year 25 budget report. This is a really exciting
thing. Go any further than that and ask for a reasoning. What I mean, sale of water is a benefit.
That was that out there for people to get? That was out? Yeah, copies, so.
Maybe that's the thing to say when people show up and touch people.
concerns or questions about a comment, public comment about the fiscal year budget or the budget report? No?
You're fast flipping that thing over.
It's nobody say a word. Council's good, so now we just need a motion.
No motion.
No, oh, that's right, just a report. Sorry, board. All right, next up, install four-way stop at Bridge Street and 2nd Avenue. It's been a, there's a little city park down there. It's been a concern of traffic, so the last meeting, somebody presented some case, and I've had other people say that, so it's up to the council to decide to put that up and at that four-way stop right there. Everybody knows where that is.
That's down
on the bridge in 2nd.
There's a bridge in 3rd.
2nd.
Okay.
Yeah.
The park is on 3rd, though.
Yeah, yeah, the park is on 3rd. But they drive by there, yeah. Yeah. It runs by the park, so.
The request was made at Bridge.
Yeah.
Do we really need a four-way stop, or do we just do a two-way stop, like on Bridge Street?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll probably see you tomorrow.
Sons?
Third and 2nd would be a four-way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think people are more concerned about
is Bridge Street or about 2nd Street?
Bridge Street.
Bridge Street. I think we could try
that, sure.
I mean, we have to. I wasn't at the meeting when it was presented, and I don't know what the council's position was on that, really. I
mean, there was just some discussion about it, but we couldn't take action on it.
Correct. It was just a discussion.
Right. Yeah, so if you want two-way, you can do a two-way, but the request was for a four-way.
Four-way, so we would have to table this and change that.
No?
No.
No, you can amend it.
Okay, oh yeah, amend it. Is that what you want to amend it to? Two-way?
No, I'm just asking a question.
Oh, okay.
I mean, is it, my question, is it necessary to have a four-way stop, or would a two-way stop on Bridge Street be sufficient to slow down traffic?
Well, Bridge Street, the 50-mile-an-hour zone is on Bridge Street, not 2nd. But the highway rate of travel is generally on 2nd.
Is it?
That I've observed, because I used to live right there. Mostly.
So far away would be that appropriate, okay.
If you're going to do it, a four-way would be the way to go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or hallway, call it out.
Any public comment about a four-way stop at Bridge and 2nd?
Can somebody tell me if the neighbors right there have had been a part of this conversation? Or
they're the ones that introduced it to
okay.
City Council at our last meeting.
I live over there. I don't live right at that intersection, but close enough. And I'm just wondering, because one of those neighbors has, like, cars and trailers right at that intersection. Is that going to make it so that he has to clear away all his stuff?
They're all licensed.
Yes, they are.
I know that. So hopefully, if there is a four-way stop, he will move those.
Okay.
I think that's been his idea, is to try to slow traffic that way.
He wants it?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. It's been an issue, so that's hopefully what the effect that will happen is, and we can ask him, we'll say, now we've got to stop. Can you move that stuff off the street? But they're all legally tagged and registered, so he can legally do that, which, again, isn't fun, but.
I'm not telling you that I'm mad about it. I'm just saying that's what's there.
Yeah, yeah.
Mr. Mayor, does that include the truck frame that's sitting there? No place, no registration, no bins?
Is there one still? I didn't see that.
That moved.
Huh?
That moved.
That moved? Yeah.
Moved, so.
Or did it move back? We will look at it. If it's not registered and it's been there for more than
48 hours,
then.
Or wait, no, it's longer now.
72.
Yeah.
So then our sheriff's department can ticket that individual, but when I was out there the other day, they, well, a month ago, they were all licensed and registered and been valid, so.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
I'm understanding that the complaint is actually the traffic going down Bridge Street towards 3rd, correct? Because the park's down at that corner, or where's the park actually located? Is it located at Bridge and 3rd?
No, it's everything. It's the whole bridge. Not just 3rd, but 2nd, 3rd, so.
The park is all along that whole street?
No, the park is down off of 3rd, but they thought that the four-way at 2nd would be a good stopping point so that they couldn't get that speed up.
Well, so I'm wondering if Second's not a concern, that maybe just a two-way stop slowing traffic down on Bridge Street to start with, and then if that seems to be a problem, then we can go back to. Well, we obviously can add two more stop signs, but maybe just to start with to slow the traffic on Bridge because that's headed towards the park.
We're going by the folks that live there that they want us to go for. So.
Yeah. Second Avenue gets traveled very
yeah.
fast.
Mm-hmm.
So there we go.
Very fast.
And Alvin seems to think the four-way would be a better option too, Leonard. So,
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
Are you looking for a motion?
Yes, sir.
Then I'll make a motion to install a four-way stop at Bridge Street and Second Avenue.
Motion has been made to install four-way stops at Bridge Street and Second Avenue.
I'll second that.
Motion has been made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
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 All opposed? All right. So for you in your spare time, Chris.
We'll be putting up signs this month as well.
Okay. All right. Next up, e-waste proposal. And I don't know, Councilwoman Baird, this is
yes.
something you...
A couple weeks ago, Mr. Navani and Mr. Davis and I visited the Columbus County's transfer site, and they had these lovely green boxes, and I was very curious what they were, and they are the company out of Billings, Green Technology Solutions, and they offer electronic recycling. I've seen a few comments on Facebook asking about electric recycling, and I thought this would be a good opportunity to look at what these guys offer. They offer the boxes at no cost at the transfer site, but they would require a pickup fee of $75 per trip because they're located in Billings. They estimate that would be about $500 to $1,000 per year that we would have to pay for them to do that. They also offer refrigerant recovery as well. So that could be an additional service that could be offered at the transfer site. So, yeah, they take a lot of things. I don't know if everybody got a copy, but they do take a lot of things, so I think it would be a really great addition to the city and the county. So. Anybody have any questions?
Can they take more than one box when they come to pick up, or is it $75 per box?
No, it's per trip.
Per trip.
So, they said comparable sites that they service produce roughly 2 to 3 green boxes of material every 1 to 2 months. So I would assume that they come get about 3 boxes of stuff every couple months.
Okay.
There was more. There was about 3 boxes of things, 3 green boxes in Columbus. So.
Did Columbus had a rate that they were charging to people to drop off their computers? You know, how do you determine what to charge the public?
I think this would be a service that we would offer, not the refrigerator thing would be a different, we would charge for that, but I think.
So it's just in the cost we absorb is what you're saying?
Yes. At least, I mean, try it for a year and see how it goes, I think, and then go from there.
and they only come to pick those up, then obviously when we say, hey, we got two that are filled, or three that are filled, or four that are filled, whatever, come pick them up.
Yes. Yes.
Well, it's getting harder and harder to get rid of electronic waste. So
it is.
It seems reasonable to me.
Some of these things, if they could be reclaimed instead of put in the landfills, too, would be nice.
Right.
Yeah.
There's a lot of,
take a lot of stuff.
And yeah, batteries.
Not single-use batteries, but yes.
Hmm?
They do not take single-use batteries, but
right.
They do take a lot of other batteries.
Lead acid.
Yeah.
Lawnmower, car batteries.
Yes.
Yep.
Would somebody have to monitor that?
So the site attendant would have to monitor it.
So that the people don't put the wrong stuff in there.
Right, exactly. So obviously it would only be available when the site was open, but yes.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes?
I have a question. Does the city have somebody that is licensed to take Freon out of the reclaimant?
No.
I don't think anybody...
Ben Zelitsky has done it.
Ben does it, but you mean somebody that works for the city?
Yeah. The dump or wherever this is going to be done.
That's been a problem.
They collect the Freon.
That's been a problem. You can't find anybody. Everybody's hitting up Ronnie Rue, and can you still do that? He doesn't have his license anymore, so.
That's the issue.
Yeah.
Ben Selinsky still does it.
Okay.
And that's the name and phone number I give to people when they call.
Because I think Ben was charging a lot more than $15.
$75 a unit.
Yeah.
And you have to take it down to the fairgrounds when he gets it.
Yeah.
He'll pick it up for $95.
Potatoes, potatoes.
Okay, any other public comment? Yes.
I just have a... So it seemed like back in the day there was the e-waste recycling through the Sweetgrass Community Foundation. And I don't know what's happened with that program, but they used to do something once a year. And so, anyway, that was no cost to the city when the Sweetgrass Community Foundation did that. I thought I remembered something in the Republic contract that they said they were going to provide a day where they would do hazardous waste and e-waste and, a free day for the citizenry of Big River. So I guess my point is that I think this is a... I'm all for recycling, don't misunderstand me, but I do think that there has to be a user fee involved. You know, we've been talking about our budget, you know, we've got some shortfalls in different things, and we do this all the time where we $500 or $1,000 ourselves to death. And it's like, yeah, it's only a year and it's only $1,000, but I just think that there should either be a user fee. There's, you know, private people out there that are doing that through those nonprofits. And anyway, that's all I have to say.
Thank you, Linda. Any other public comment? Okay, Council. Okay, you still hear me, Leonard?
Yes, I am.
This
I'm here.
This is where you make the big money.
Well, if I could say, I think we should include a user's fee with this stuff, too, of whatever, $5 or, you know, if you got a computer or something like that. Batteries, the lithium batteries, I don't know what you should charge, but...
They don't take those.
They don't?
Yeah, they don't take batteries then.
Well, not lithium.
Not lithium.
So
single use lithium batteries, they don't take those.
Okay.
But lead acid and the other batteries, the big charging things for like weed whackers and lawnmowers that we take.
So if we were to approve this proposal, we'd still be able to write some kind of policy on, you know, something like to Justin's point of some charging something. I think maybe just a $5 fee just to get rid of that stuff or something along those lines is probably reasonable. Although they may say, well, I'm already paying for trash, I'll throw in the trash then. So yeah, it's kind of that's another issue. But anyway, if we did approve this, we could still write up a policy, or does that have to be done first? It's a paid schedule or something.
It'd be an additional cost to the transfer site.
Right.
So we have a schedule already that would just be an addition.
Oh, just add the $5 e-waste thing?
Yeah.
I mean, if that's what the council, if that's the feeling of the council, we can do that. They can add that to their board.
$5 per item or $5?
For drop-off, maybe? Because you're right, it'll end up in the trash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess my feeling is for the first year, I'm with Councilman Baird on not charging anything, seeing where we end up. Because I'm afraid if you're gonna charge them, then it's gonna go in the trash.
Yeah.
Kind of defeats the purpose.
Yeah.
It's like a trial one of 1 year.
Yeah.
Because we're doing the same thing on cardboard and aluminum. So.
Okay. We have a quick public comment.
Yeah, Anita Dorr, and if you start charging, you're going to have the stuff in the landfill. I personally, when I go to Bozeman or Billings, there are free places to drop it off. Best Buy, Staples.
Home Depot.
There's a lot of places. Of course, I'd have to keep it and when I go into town. But a lot of people won't even make the effort to go to where it's free. So if you start charging, you know, it's not gonna work.
That sounds reasonable.
Yes.
Best Buy said it was $50 to drop off a laptop in Billings.
Okay, thank you, Mark. Okay. No other comment? Council?
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
I'll make a motion that we approve the e-waste proposal.
For 1 year?
Yeah, for a 1 year trial.
As presented, okay.
Yes.
Motion has been made to approve the e-waste proposal for a trial period of 1 year.
I'll second the motion.
Motion has been made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
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 All opposed? All right. Thank you again for the groundwork for that. Next up, timeline for rate increases. We cannot change that, so we'll have to stick to the November timeline. So that one we'll jump over. We're back to resolution 1044.
Somebody
else did.
Yeah.
Give it to Chris.
Councilman Ferguson, are you? It hasn't changed since I read it for about an hour ago. So,
we'll make a motion that we approve resolution 1044 as written.
Motion has been made to approve resolution 1044. Resolution of the City of Victor provides for the amendment of the budget for fiscal year 2024-2025.
I'll second the motion.
Motion has been made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
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 All opposed? All right. Disposition of records form number 15. And for people who don't know, this is something we do on a regular basis, going through the old stuff. Hope goes through it and follows all rules and regulations, Montana Code annotated, things that get destroyed. Things that we can really do. Everybody asks every time, well, what about, so we follow the rules to the letter.
Mr. Mayor, I make a motion to approve the distribution of records form number 15.
Motion has been made. Approved disposition of records form RM88-15.
Second the motion.
Motion has been made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
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 All opposed? This passed. Approve claims, payroll, and overtime for the month of July 2025.
Did the chicken owner get ticketed to be reimbursed?
To be reimbursed.
Met. Have you been quiet about that yet?
Okay.
Want some?
You sure?
No. You might throw some in your backyard.
Al is all in the town once in a while.
It's
like those pack rats a couple years ago.
That was your too, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Calls them pack rats and chickens.
Old dog. Right, your camouflage.
I had those pack rats. Remember the invasion?
Oh, the pack rats.
Was it my up here? Yeah.
You bring the bag or anything?
No.
Yes.
Your badger?
Yeah, there's a badger in town.
And I don't think that's a little bear much longer. Maybe one. Yeah.
Well, they were right. He was right outside.
No,
right outside. Yeah.
Remember a couple years ago, we had 400 badgers.
I don't think so.
Don't say it too loud because it's going to come up.
They should be put a few more wheelchairs.
Of course. That's for me.
My wheelchair tree in front of the office is wonderful.
Yeah.
Chris wrote it today.
Good, Justin?
Good.
Okay.
Mr. Mayor, make a motion to approve claims, payroll, and overtime for the month of July.
Motion has been made to approve claims, payroll, and overtime for the month of July 2025.
I'll second the motion.
Motion has been made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
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 All opposed? All right. Public comment? Anything not on the agenda tonight that somebody wants to discuss? at the time.
There was, oh, sorry.
I don't know if it's been talked about before, but I know on 5th Street, I live up on 8th Street and driving down Bramble. I know a lot of the parents drive from the Fort direction down 5th to drop kids off at school, and nobody ever yields at any of those intersections. Can some signs be put up of some sort to slow down the parents that are heading to and from the school?
Nobody yields anywhere.
Well, I know, but that street is really bad.
Or they yield backwards.
I thought I'd start small before I asked for the whole town. Or make it a through street like 4th is, and then...
People still don't stop.
No.
They don't yield.
But anyway, we get closer to school, we'll be patrolling that a lot more.
Can you state your name, please, for that?
Jamie Howkey.
Thank you,
Karen. Delcy Pugh-Claverino. I drive always down 7th to pick up my kids, and there was one pothole that was, like, swallowing up my entire tire, and it must be one that you got with the thumper deal, because I drove past it being really careful to miss it today, and it was gone. So I'm going to give you credit for it.
The amazing disappearing of pothole. It's also the reappearing pothole.
Chris was out there at 5 o'clock this morning doing that. Oh, wait.
Chris, I have a pothole in front of my house.
Probably have lots of
them. All right, final time. Anything not on the agenda? Public comment. All right.
Ask if we could set a date for our next budget meeting because I received the property tax information today.
Okay. Council.
The 18th, we have a public hearing at 6 on the water and sewer rate increases. So I don't know if you're available next Monday to have one.
The 11th?
Yes.
I should be around.
Yep. What time? Do you want to do 6 or 7?
Let's do 6.
6.
6 o'clock
next week.
6 o'clock.
Thank you.
August 11th. Our usual locale here. All right. Councilman Buller.
I'd like to make a motion that we adjourn this meeting.
Motion has been made to adjourn this meeting.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Meeting is adjourned. Again, thank you everybody for coming.
Bye, all.
Bye, Leonard.
I knew this was something you witnessed.
Good job.
Thank you for everything you do.
Appreciate it.
I was so sad.